Previously on New Crits on the Block.
You can tell that this essence is Kerrigan's, and you can feel it getting closer. You see Leland with his head down. I'm not going to leave her alone again, even if that means that I have to help kill her. Lorelai, with her right hand, reaches into her bag and pulls out this sleeping dust as she dusts it across his face. You see one lone man stand up, a burn mark on his face. Well, we finally actually meet in person, and you see Kerrigan standing in front of you. You can feel the hot air breezing by your face as the fire tornado vanished with Kerrigan standing out in front of you for the first time. Hello, Boral. Eowyn. Leaf and Catan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, who are you?
I'm going to look back at the group and then I'm going to turn back to him and say, Kerrigan.
Oh, he knows him.
That's K.
It's the bad guy.
Yeah. I got it.
At this point, I think bad guy is kind of a loose term we've kind of been throwing around. Most people we meet are bad. I would argue that we're kind of bad sometimes.
No, we're not. We're gods. And gods are perfectly perfect and infallible and wonderful beings.
Omnipotent. What? We are not gods.
I agree. We are gods. Kerrigan.
Thank
agrees.
You. Kerrigan.
Excuse me.
Kerrigan. Do you talk to the third person? Kerrigan, is that your thing? Kerrigan agrees.
Well, I just want to make sure everyone knows who.
Excuse me, Kerrigan. This is an A-B conversation. Can you please K your way out of it?
Oh, he got you.
Oh.
How you like that for a god joke, huh?
So he just cries and goes home because of how much we've made him upset.
Yeah, we just flamed him.
Yeah.
Well, he is
no pun intended.
I'm immune to.
Yeah, he's immune to burn damage.
To raising,
oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
What about icing damage? And then we all turn around and ignore him.
Oh, yeah. Give him the cold shoulder.
Cold shoulder. I find
that term
damage.
Offensive.
Freeze him out.
Or icing just meaning he has to crush a Smirnoff ice really fast.
That just
crush
sounds refreshing.
Smirnoff ice. Yeah, ice, man.
Smirnoff. Yeah,
that just
you got
sounds
ice.
Refreshing. Yes.
Picky up.
Oh, maybe Catan can get some sponsor deals after this.
Be a spokesman. I want to see Catan be a spokesman so bad.
For Smirnoff ice?
Yeah.
Well, there's also natural ice, which I think is a
nope,
beer.
That's a beer.
But it's alcohol and it has ice in the title.
He does seem like a beer guy.
Does Smirnoff ice have a
Would he be a natty drinker or a natty light?
I don't think Smirnoff.
As we used to call it back in college.
Oh, no.
Natty light.
Life's better with suprices.
What?
No. But I think natural ice was a different... There's natural something and there's natural light. And I think natty ice was something different.
So the listeners out there, after how long has it been? Like 7 years now?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
I should have known to not leave our recording blocks where the new episode starts with a big scene.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get the sillies out.
Fault. Yeah, that's my fault.
We got to get our sillies out. We're not ready to have this conversation
Kerrigan
yet.
Takes a pause and takes a few steps back and lets you resume. So does Smirnoff has a tagline?
Yeah, and I was going to say, I would feel like Kay would be aware of this at this point. Like he knew his entrance was going to be delayed for his cool factor because we're like, hey, hold on 1 second. We need to tell you that the Smirnoff tagline is... Life's better with surprises in it. S-U, like surprises in it.
That's so their tagline.
That's horrible.
Yes.
That's not good.
It's very clunky. It is a clumsy portmanteau at best.
Wow, I mean, Catan would be like, it's the ice of the party. I mean, come on. There's better things you can do.
But why that?
Ice of the party?
Ice life. That doesn't make any sense.
Ice life.
Like what?
You can kind of say it weird. He has a weird accent, so everything kind of...
Ice life.
Wait, what is that?
You're inferring that because of your accent, the word life and the word ice rhyme.
I can make anything rhyme.
Go ahead. I want to see this.
Okay, Eminem.
No, we're going to take the attention off of me and put it more on Jake. So, Jake, you fell down today?
Oh, you know, make me relieve that on the podcast? Yeah.
Yeah, because I have questions.
Yeah, we're going to make you relive that trauma on the podcast, Jake.
Yes, please. Give us a play-by-play.
Yeah.
I fell. I had a purple shake in my hand made with blueberries and blackberries. Yes.
Okay. So now it makes more sense because you didn't tell us what it was made out of. I just woke up to a text this morning that
purple
said...
Purple shake.
I spilled my purple shake all over my white walls and it's hard to clean up. And I was like... I'm sorry, what?
I thought he was drunk when he texted that.
I thought he got a grimace shake or something.
Oh. I thought it was a grimace shake too, because you don't refer to a purple shake. You just say a smoothie. Yes. That's a smoothie.
Yeah, that's called a smoothie.
It is a smoothie.
What you had, but you kept saying purple shake. And I'm like, well, yeah, then he went to McDonald's and he got this special purple shake and then made himself an actual breakfast to consume this purple shake with.
And then spilled everything everywhere.
Scrambled eggs and other toast. You had all this other stuff and you're like,
could start.
And that
purple shake, Jake, this brings back into question how you ordered that tea, bud. Because if you call a smoothie a purple shake, I don't know if you ordered it.
I'm starting to get back on the guy's side.
I don't
say
that when I go to like Jamba Juice and say it. I say the exact thing that is on the menu. Like
okay.
The razzmatazz.
Right. Yes. As right. You say the thing on the menu that you want to order. Yeah. Like
and I said the same thing on the, at the restaurant. I said, can I get some tea?
I guess we're just going to take your word for it, Jake, but I got to tell you, there's a big piece of me that is just not buying into it.
There's questions. We have many questions.
Yeah, a big piece is just never.
Well, how about this? How about this? We can go out to the meat cellar. We can see if we can get the same waiter and I'll ask for tea again. The exact same way that I remember.
Sorry, the meat cellar is the name of the restaurant. I was like, that sounds like a low-key threat. They wanted to come out back to the meat cellar with me.
I was going to say it sounds like a gay bar down there.
It does absolutely
that is a
sounds
great
like a
gay bar.
That's a good big
name.
Gay bar.
That's a good one.
It's a steakhouse.
Oh, I bet
it
is.
This thing has a little too on the nose.
Steakhouse
a lot of them
is
are,
pretty
though.
Good too, actually.
Ooh, steakhouse is pretty good too. People, you have a lot of confused patrons walking into that place.
Let's go to the steakhouse.
Some very scared vampires.
What?
That's a vampire's
steakhouse,
favorite
yeah.
cookbook. Steaks, not steaks, but S-T-E-A-K-S, not S-T-A-K-E-S.
Oh my goodness.
A Vampire's Guide to Cooking.
That's how they, when they have like a march, vampires. The big size of steaks, not steaks.
Yeah.
For vampire
I wonder,
rights.
If they have
for vampire
a
rights.
March.
I wonder if there's ever been a situation where a vampire has been like impaled
steaks,
by a fence post.
Steaks. Steaks.
Yeah.
What do we want? Blood. When do we want it? After the sun goes down.
When it's safe to do so.
I was just thinking.
During the eclipse. Is that the thing we do? Is that okay?
I don't know if that's good enough.
Is that enough? I don't know.
It's okay as long as I don't look directly at the sun.
Oh, yeah. That would be even a worse burn.
Would it just burn straight through their eyes, like into their brain?
Yeah.
I didn't see the eclipse.
I don't think anyone did.
No. What?
Ben said it's so sad.
I was
you
working.
Didn't look?
So we'll look out a window.
I didn't even know like what time it was happening. I was just, I kind of accepted it. I was like, well, I'm working today and I don't really have time.
It was a little cloudy here and I was working too.
You always have time for an eclipse, Ben.
Yeah.
If there's one thing I've learned in this life.
I mean, there'll be one in 10 years. I'll still be around.
Is it? I thought it was way longer
I don't
than
know.
That.
How many more
purple
shakes are you
going
to
have? Well, it's how long before there's like a total.
It's like 20-something years for a total, I think.
Oh, well, then a total, then 20 years. I'll still
you're going to be long dead and gone by then, Jake.
Probably.
The way you're living?
How old did you just turn?
30.
Oh, you're dead, dude. Sorry.
And you're already falling downstairs.
Yeah. Can't even make it up one set of stairs.
Purple shakes everywhere.
Jake, we're going to have to get you one of those bracelets that says fall risk, buddy.
Oh, a little life alert?
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Help
me.
You know, I just wanted to eat my eggs. I thought we were recording earlier. I wasn't even rushing down the stairs. I just wanted my water, my smoothie, and my eggs.
So part of the issue, I think, is that you were carrying too many things.
No.
Yeah, why'd you try to carry
so many things? Because you've mentioned three items. Two of them require a full set of hands.
Yeah, you put the shake right here.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. He's already showing how he's like, I put one under my arm and one behind the crook of my neck. And then it's like, oh, yeah, you fell down because you're. And then you weren't holding the railing when you were walking, Jake.
We got Icarus over here.
No, I was.
How?
With my third leg.
Ew.
Flew too close to the sun. Wax wings, just those wax purple wings.
Wax purple
just exploded
wings.
Exploded onto your walls.
Kerrigan steps forward. So,
are you quite finished?
Do we need another 10 or like?
No.
I can go take a quick lunch break and come back.
What's on the menu?
Where
on the menu? Oh, yeah, you going to steakhouse? Yeah. You going to the meat seller
up here on this mountain?
The meat seller.
The meat seller. Yes.
We canonically, I don't think I've eaten anything in 7 years. So
that's not true. I cooked.
We cooked
once.
Yeah.
I made you a
hella spicy ass. Was it a pie? Was that what it was?
Strudel.
You
didn't understand.
We've eaten saffron. Lots of strudel, to be fair.
Yeah.
It was actually a new hot saffron from hell. I picked it up on the way.
Saffron from hell.
Oh, it was saffron. That was
saffron. Yeah.
Saffron.
Yeah, I picked it up on the way out. I was like, oh, this looks spicy.
As you pull it out, there's just like screaming.
Yeah, the screams of 1,000 souls every time you pluck one.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'll go grab a sandwich and I'll come back.
No,
it's fine. All right. It's
okay,
fine.
Sorry. Yes.
So wait, who are you?
Kerrigan.
Is that a first and last name? Middle name too?
Kerrigan Holt.
Oh, that Kerrigan. And then I'm going to cast Erupting Earth on his feet.
On his feet. Good, thanks for clarifying.
Okay.
Choose a point you can see on the ground within range. A fountain of churned earth and stone erupts into 20-foot cube centered on that point. Each creature in that area must make a dexterity saving throw. Creature takes 3d12 bludgeoning damage on a failed save or half as much on a successful one. Additionally, the ground in that area becomes difficult terrain until cleared. Each 5-foot square portion of that area requires at least 1 minute to clear by hand.
It's a 4+1. Gonna do it?
That will not do it.
That's very bad.
You said it was strength, right?
Dex.
Oh, dex.
Wait. I don't think he's going to.
Okay, well, that's a 6. Don't think he's
gonna. It's a 6.
Does he have a plus
10?
13 to anything?
You don't know Kerrigan. He does a lot of jumping jacks.
I know D&D.
Because that's the measure of a athletic person. Is how many jumping jacks they can do.
He's trained with polar bears, okay?
Right.
Ooh,
can I roll my beatable. Damage now?
Yes, you can.
Ooh, yucky. 14 damage.
Hell yeah, take that, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that wasn't really the point. Like, I just wanted to fucking give him a little jolt.
Can you imagine a level 3 fighter being like a level 20 wizard casts a spell on you and you're like, hey, that was part of my HP.
You sprained my ankle, kind of.
So you put your hand out as the earth underneath starts to ripple and break under Kerrigan's feet. As he like stumbles and falls and like sprains his ankle a little bit.
Walk much?
Gotcha.
He falls to his ass for a second and you can hear him. And his hands start to ignite as you see these flames pushing him off the ground as he rises back up. To his feet. Can I have initiative?
Oh, he has Iron Man powers?
Man, straight up initiative off the rip, huh?
Well, because we attacked him. That's what happens when you attack things.
A1 rolled a 4 plus 10 for a 14.
That plus 10 is so... That saves your ass every time.
Really does.
Well, usually it just gives him an initiative so far beyond anything else that it's just this weird thing where it's like, okay, well, A1 rolled a 32 and then the next one's like a 6.
not this one. Not starting off that great.
Leaf?
Leaf got a 20, not okay. Nat.
Okay. That's good. Okay.
Borl?
Borl got an 8.
Not great for, nope. I mean, that nope. makes sense. Nope. You know, you instigated the fight. You got to wait a second to do your next thing.
To be fair. You started it.
Catan, much like what he is mostly composed of, got a 10. Because he wears armor and it's 10, like the element, 10 metal.
Damn, Ben's coming out firing today.
I'm trying here.
What did Karen get? 2, 3?
Yeah. You'll see.
Definitely not a 20, right?
No. There's no reason I asked you what your dex was.
Yeah, I already knew what it was.
Okay. So as Kerrigan pushes himself off of the ground with the fire coming out of his hands, he looks over to you, Borl. Well, it's going to be like that.
What else would it be? You're going to pay for what you did to my brother.
We shall see. And he slams his hands into the earth. As you can see, like molten lava, like spewing out of the ground as he pulls up two giant like wads of molten lava and puts his hand back and chucks one and chucks the other. One is going for Leaf and the other is going for Borl. Please make a dex saving throw and then you can add Catan's bonus, whatever that is, because you guys are definitely, it's a plus 4 now. Jesus.
Plus 4? So just a straight dex saving throw?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. I got a 24 total.
I got a 12.
Oh, no. Okay. Borl, you will be taking half damage. And then Leaf, you will not be taking that. Okay. So this is going to be 57 points of fire damage.
Oh.
Half of that is 24, 23. We round up, so 24.
Okay.
Ouch.
As Borl, you kind of put like an ethereal shield up in front of you as it splashes around, just tiny bits of it landing onto your body. Leaf, as you go to try to leap out of the way, the molten thing spreads out and just hits across the left side of your body as it burns some of your skin.
Yo.
Some of your clothes as well.
That's me being burned by lava.
Very good.
No, it just sounded like you were like cheering on a girlfriend doing a speech at a wedding or something.
Yo.
You know what I mean though?
No, I was that's trying to be Mario like to me. A little bit.
I thought it was like Mario when he gets his butt
Mario
on fire.
Butt. It's funny because Discord cut out, but I could still hear Brian echoing his laugh.
Well, I couldn't. I just heard Brian go, no, and then stop talking. Yeah. And I was like, oh, damn, with a kibosh on that.
Because nobody responded. I was like, oh, no one can hear that? Actually God laugh. Damn.
No, we just heard
I did the Mario laugh when he gets his ass burned.
Oh. Yeah.
Do it further away from the mic.
Well, we'll hear it.
No.
Yeah,
no.
See, we can't.
That's even funnier. Yeah.
He just goes like this.
Well, y'all are going to hear it twice in the recording, so.
Hell yeah.
But enjoy. I just hear, wah, 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 from far away. Okay. Well,
Christy,
anyway.
You can have that if you want to.
I can?
Yeah. You got a you got a reaction spell.
What's my reaction spell?
Absorb elements. It's a first level spell.
Sort of dig.
What?
There's a first level spell that I believe druids have called Absorb Elements, and you could just make half of that damage go away.
I could use a spell on that.
No, then don't. I don't know how much HP you want to lose before the first round is over.
No.
Okay.
No.
No. I'm going to do that more often. That's fucking great.
No.
Okay. Kerrigan takes a few steps back after chucking the molten balls at you guys. He looks to his left and then to his right as you see him put his hands up and shoot a flame up into the air. Leaf, it is your turn.
Great. I don't like that he did that one bit. That was very mean and rude. So I'm going to cast Ice Storm. And how high is that little thing he just flew up into the air?
The ball of fire that he shot up?
Yes.
Let's see, 6 seconds. I don't know, like probably like 20 feet up into the air.
Perfect. So it will be in my 40-foot high cylinder that I center around him and this thing that he just shot up.
So you're trying to shoot?
I'm not trying. I am successfully doing okay. that.
What does he have to do? Is it a dex save?
A dex save, please.
Okay.
And then I will rain down hail and sleet on him.
Jake, if you want to be really petty, you should just counterspell her.
Shut up, Ben.
I know. I just love that you're like, I am doing it. I wanted Jake just to be like, counterspell.
No. Yeah.
Well, he rolled a 17 plus 2 for 19.
Fuck, he meets it.
Okay, so.
But he still takes damage.
He still takes some damage. That is true.
So let me do my, it's.
And then Jake, do you need to know if what her ice rolls are? Like, does ice do more or is it not a thing?
No, that's okay. Not a thing with him.
So his bludgeoning damage is a big old 8.
Wow.
Right?
Dang.
And then his cold damage is 46. Oh my God, 6.
So whoa, Christy, what are those 12? Two numbers put together?
Well, it's different damage, right? Or is it not?
Well, they're, yeah, I'm just saying, what's 8 plus 6?
What's 8 plus 6?
Yeah.
hold on.
You got this, Christy. You're my blood. Prove them all wrong.
14.
Hey!
I did it!
So fast,
look
too.
Look at me go.
I'm going to add even more time in between that, by the way.
No, don't. Yeah, I'm just gonna
can you put in the Jeopardy music?
No, I'm going to put in the Jeopardy music.
God, he loves doing that. I did a good job.
You did a good job.
I mathed.
You did it. Okay, did so it. 14 points. Wait, that's total?
Huh?
Huh? You heard what he said.
So he took 7 damage.
Well, but what about that fireball in the sky, though? That probably didn't do so great. Like
you need to roll for that.
What do I need to roll? Please don't let it be what I just rolled.
What's your spellcasting ability?
I mean, it's an ice storm, you know?
It is an ice storm.
So a 22?
That'll do it. Yeah. So he shoots off this ball of fire as you put your hand out as a cloud starts to form over his head and an ice storm starts to rain down on top of him, engulfing the ball of fire that he shot up into the sky.
Yeah, take that.
Eowyn, it is your turn.
Okay.
But also don't shoot me.
I'm not used to getting hail this time of year. On Mount Hootenau, of all places.
Okay, Jake. Hey, do me a favor. It's one of this, we're on this mountain, right?
We are on this mountain.
Could you do me a favor and explain the terrain? Like, when Eowyn looks around, what does he see here?
Okay, so in front of you, there is a bridge that is crossing like a chasm between two parts of the mountaintops.
Let me make this a little easier for you, Jake, because I'm looking for something specific here.
Okay.
The mountain is made up of what?
Rock.
Okay. Are there things like growing out of the ground?
There are plants
growing out of the ground and trees. Just plants and trees?
Yes.
Okay. What holds the trees like to the ground?
Roots.
Okay.
What's happening right now?
I feel like this is actually Eowyn trying to walk his way through his new shit where he's like, trees have roots, right?
and then you'd probably say that there was like, is there just something that's kind of growing all over the ground?
Like shrubbery? Like bushes and things like that?
Yeah. Would you classify that as like undergrowth?
That's undergrowth? A very specific.
Yeah. Is that what you classify? I'd classify that as undergrowth, would you say?
I would say there might be some undergrowth nearby. Yeah.
Perfect.
Eowyn, wow, what are the chances?
Yeah.
What
Eowyn chances? Being surrounded by he is a wood elf at heart, as we know.
We
and
do know that.
Since hitting level 20, he's really felt this attunement with nature surrounding him. He feels energy from every, as you mentioned, Jake, and this is your words, every rock, every tree, every root, every bit of undergrowth flowing through his body, urging him to somehow expel that energy to use to his advantage. So he is going to cast Wrath of Nature.
Oh.
You call out the spirits of nature to rouse them against your enemies. Choose a point that you can see within range. The spirits cause trees, rocks, grasses, roots, vines, and undergrowth in a 60-foot cube centered on that point to become animated until the spell ends. So firstly, Jake, the undergrowth causes that area to be difficult terrain for my enemies. It specifically states for your enemies.
Okay.
Trees at the start of each of my turns, each of my enemies within a 10-foot radius of any tree in the cube must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take 46 slashing damage from whipping branches.
Whipping.
Okay. So I don't think that one will start now, because that'll be on the first part of my next turn. However, as a bonus action on my turn, you can cause a loose rock in the cube to launch at a creature that you can see within the cube. I can make a ranged spell attack against the target. On a hit, it takes 3d8 non-magical bludgeoning damage, and it must succeed a strength saving throw or fall prone. Hey everyone, it's CF Favorite Player Matt, and welcome to this week's Middle Break. The sun is out, it's shining, the weather's warm, spring is finally here again, and I can get out of this horrible rut. I don't know what it is. It's just when the weather gets cold and the nights get longer and the darkness comes early, I just have a tougher time getting going. I don't know what exactly that means, but as soon as the sun comes back out, it's just like I'm a whole new person, and it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling. You know what else is a wonderful feeling? When you guys do all those things that we talk about to help our podcast grow. If you've forgotten, let's recap really quick. The first thing is subscribe and rate and review to our podcast wherever you get our podcast from. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever podcatcher you use, go to that podcatcher, hit the subscribe button,
leave us a 5-star review, and write a little synopsis about why you like our podcast so other people who come across it might think that they would enjoy it too. Also, make sure to follow us on all of our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter at NewCrits and on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at NewCrits on the Block. We're always posting updates to those sites, and honestly, the best way for you to help us there is share those posts to your own platforms. Put them on your stories. Put them on your feeds. Tag people that you think might enjoy them. We're only growing through word of mouth right now. So you doing that, I know, sounds like a small thing, but to us, it's big. It's big in our hearts. And that's all that really matters. Am I right? One of the ways we like to give back to all of you who help us out so much is we have a Discord. Yes, a Discord for all things NewCrits, but not all things NewCrits. You can come in there and talk about the show, talk to the cast, talk to other fans. But we also have channels for other things. It is a safe, inclusive space that we have built up over the last few years, and we love it so much. And everybody who joins it loves it too. It's just a cool, safe place to hang out. We got channels for everything. So if you haven't joined our Discord yet, what the heck are you waiting for? Now you might be thinking, well, Matt, I want to help you do all these things, but how do I get to all the places that you just mentioned? Well, from our link tree, of course, linktr.ee/NewCrits on the Block will get you to all the places that I mentioned. In some places I didn't even have time to mention, linktr.ee/NewCrits on the Block. It is your central hub for all things NewCrits. All right, everyone, let's get you back into this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. As you know, we come out with new episodes every single Monday, and that ain't stopping anytime soon. So let's get you back into this one. We will see you next week. Until then, be safe out there. Be excellent to each other. We love y'all. Bye bye. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do first. That is a bonus action. And that is a d20 plus 8. So I'm going to roll here. Did I roll? So that is a dirty 20, 12 plus 8.
To hit Kerrigan? Yeah, that'll hit him.
Yes. Okay. So that is 3d8 non-magical damage for a total of 16 damage, a 2, a 6, and an 8.
Okay.
And he needs to make a strength saving throw or fall prone.
What does he have to beat again?
It doesn't say. Oh, my spell save DC.
Yeah.
So 16.
That's a 7.
So sit your ass down, ooh. Kerrigan.
Ooh, he's slipping.
It's a 6 plus 1. I am putting that dice away.
And then at the end of my turn, Jake. One creature of my choice that is on the ground in the Kuma succeed another strength saving throw or become restrained because of all the roots and the vines that grow and hold Mr. Kerrigan now that he is on the ground. And I believe since he is prone, does he have a disadvantage on that?
I think so.
A prone creature's only movement has disadvantage on attack rolls. An attack roll against a tree creature has advantage if the attacker within 5 feet. Doesn't say anything about them having disadvantage on saving throws.
I would posit because these are roots and vines and I just knocked his ass on the ground. They are much easier to take hold of our new friend here.
Okay.
There's more surface to grab.
Yes. And I would make a counterpoint that the words out of the book don't say that.
I wasn't asking you. Are you the DM?
On one today.
Are you the DM?
I'm on one every day.
What is here's
hey,
a question.
Hey Ben, go back to the plane you just made up that didn't actually happen, huh?
I wish I could.
Take a hike.
Matt, what's the DC on that?
16.
Yeah. So I don't think we're gonna need to worry about advantage or disadvantage or any of that. He rolled an 8 plus 1.
So this dude tries to light a fireball, okay? All of a sudden, he gets smacked in the face with a giant-ass boulder, falls down to the ground, and then gets wrapped up in vines.
Wait. Also, something else happened.
It was difficult.
His little
terrain.
Fireball got put...
Fireball got snuffed right out.
So and he took 12 points of damage.
Jake, so I'm really thinking at this point, Kerrigan is really thinking about his choices that have led him to this moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that all the damage that's been done to him is mostly bludgeoning damage at this point. So what basically happened is a wizard showed up and everyone just beat his ass.
Yes. Smacked him around.
Just started fucking throwing rocks at him.
Like, and Jake, nerd. That is the end of my turn.
Okay.
I'm still going to go hide behind a tree, though.
Yeah, of course.
Not hide, but take cover, I mean.
Catan, it is your turn. What would you like to do? You're about 20 feet from him.
He's prone and restrained, Ben.
And he's prone and restrained?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I run up and stab him repeatedly. I mean,
hell yeah.
Great job, because I was actually thinking, how am I going to handle this guy with him flying around? But I guess that solves that problem. So he uses his vat. Well, he's already. Hold on, I don't need to do that because he is prone. The prone creature has advantage. So no, I don't even need to use my vow on him. So in that case, I use my Hexblade's curse on him, as a bonus action. And then I run up and attack him twice. So these attacks have advantage due to some magical bullshit that just happened.
Yep.
And the first attack is... Oh, and with Hexblade's curse... Oh, I was going to say I crit on a 19, but I don't, because I rolled a 12 plus 12. I should mention I'm using the Soulwood Sword. Just ahead of time.
Okay, so 24.
Of course you are.
1 second.
24 to hit.
18 plus 5.
Is not 24.
Okay, that's what I thought. It's 23, right?
Okay, yes. All right, and I'll just roll both. Okay. And the next one's a 19.
Nice.
Nice.
Critty, critty, bang, bang. All right, so.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm going to use both my fourth level spell smite slots.
That's Ben's bazinga.
Yeah. Critty, critty, bang, bang.
It is when I crit. All right. So. So that is 24d8 plus 24. So let's go ahead and just.
Damn.
Oh, that's 34d8. Hold on. Oh, oops, I already clicked it. I guess we'll just have to take it. 24d8. That is a total of 129 damage.
Damn.
129, you said?
That is correct.
Ben, like, we already warmed him up for you.
I have a perception check.
A perception check?
Yes, a perception check.
8.
Okay, so you stab into... the body. What I will say is you notice that it doesn't feel fleshy to you. You've stabbed a lot of bodies.
I've stabbed a lot of fleshy bodies before.
Even with an 8, you would know what flesh feels like with your, you know, piercing with a sword. There is not the normal resistance behind this as you look down and start to see like magma starting to pour out of its chest. Can I have a dex saving throw?
He's real wild, guys.
Real what?
I tried to say weird. I tried to say weird with an accent. Natural 20.
Ooh.
So for a dex save, that comes out to being 19 plus
2.
Yeah, so 20. 23. Jake, would this be something I could use my shield master for?
What does your shield master do again?
It allows me to add the shield's AC to a dex saving throw if they target only you.
Yes, but with the 23, you'd be fine.
Sure, but I'm going to do it anyway because you can use a reaction to make half damage, now 0.
Oh, I see. That's the part that I was waiting to hear.
You notice I didn't say that right away.
Okay. Yeah. So as you start to see this magma leaking out of its body, as you stab it once and then stab it again, you start to see the body start to boil out as it explodes. You seeing this just briefly had enough time to brace yourself and put your shield out in front of you as the magma spreads out and flies overhead.
I've seen enough Mentos and Coke YouTubes to know what's coming next.
Is the magma purple, Jake, or is it red?
It's reddish yellow.
And is he holding anything in his shield arm as he goes down?
He doesn't go down. He stays upright.
Okay. Just wondering.
It's rude, honestly.
I don't think so. It just sounded very familiar to me. Go on.
No, Catan stood firmly on his feet. Jacob did not.
Jacob is probably seriously injured and the inflammation hasn't kicked in yet. So this is funny now, but not so much tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to suck. I got a little road rash on my shoulder for where I landed.
So now, Jake, are your stairs carpeted or are they wood?
The downstairs are the ones going from the first floor to the second. Are
the ones you fell on?
Yes, they're all wood.
Okay. Were you wearing socks?
No.
So were you wearing shoes or just
no,
bare
I was
feet?
Wearing socks.
He's wearing
God
socks.
God damn it, Jake. So you're wearing socks, walking down wooden stairs with not holding the handrail, carrying three items. What the fuck did you think was going to happen?
I do it every day.
It was just a matter of time. You're just taking time bomb.
This is just a failure to prepare, Jake. I mean, you gotta write up a pre-task plan here, bud.
Yeah. Pre-task. Yeah. Failure to prepare, Jake. Prepare to fail.
You know what pre-tasks are. Come on. I know what you and I are speaking the same language here.
Yeah. Boral, it is your turn.
Okay.
As you see...
His blood is unusually hot!
as you see Kerrigan explode, can I get a perception check? Go ahead and everyone roll this one. Not
Catan. That's what happens to most things when I stab them.
Yucky. Or Catan, you have disadvantage.
I have I'm so sorry. What can Perception. I check?
Perception.
Yeah, well, I probably would have disadvantage hiding behind my shield.
Yeah.
15.
15? Okay, not bad.
No, I rolled a 16 and a 14. Pretty good.
16 for Eowyn.
A 12 for Leaf.
A 12 for Boral.
Okay. You guys see three people flying in the sky towards you. Two of them landing. One of them landing on your side of the bridge. The other landing on the far side of the bridge. And one staying up in the air as you hear a deep guttural laugh coming from all three. Well... I see you all are already warmed up. Boral, it is your turn. You see three exact copies of Kerrigan.
How far away is the one on the other side of the bridge from him?
From Catan?
From Kerrigan.
There's three separate ones. They're all identical. That's what I'm saying. So the one across... sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so the one... I see. So there's basically two copies. So there's three total now. Or is there three copies plus Kerrigan?
There's three Kerrigans.
Three Kerrigans.
Yeah.
He exploded... when we were talking and fighting, exploded,
he exploded
when Catan
stabbed
it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I turned him into... to
lava goo.
Lava goo. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was like... I was with Brian. I was like, no, there's
that's
four.
I think I've heard Adam Sandler say that in one of his movies.
Lava goo,
you know.
Are they within 30 feet of each other, would you say, Jake? Or
I would say they're within 30 feet of each other.
Well, I'm gonna cast chain lightning. That's why I ask.
Oh, okay. Do you also need undergrowth for that as well?
Yeah, I do. Actually, that helps.
Doesn't hurt.
Conductor.
So I'm gonna cast chain lightning.
Okay.
Do we need to read that again?
Just
create a bolt of lightning.
The whole thing.
Yeah, okay. You create a bolt of lightning that arcs toward a target of your choice that you can see within range. Three bolts then leap from that target to as many as three other targets, each of which must be within 30 feet of the first target. A target can be a creature or an object that can be targeted by one of the bolts. A target must make a dex saving throw. The target takes 10d8 lightning damage on a failed save or half as much on a successful one.
You go to cast chain lightning as you see all three of their hands go out towards you.
Oh.
And cast counter spell. What level were you casting it at?
6.
Okay. I think that was the last time I thought about casting counter spell was when you cast wish. That is a 12 plus 7.
That does
19.
It.
As you have your lightning bolts start to go out and you can feel the crackling energy in your hands, you see all three of them put their hand up and your spells start to fade out. I don't know if you can take a reaction on your own turn.
You certainly can. You can 100% counterspell a counterspell.
Counterspell is one of my signature spells.
Ooh.
But it's at a third level, so I'm just going to try it.
Okay.
So that's,
I think he casted his counterspell at a third level, right?
Fourth,
I think.
Oh, then yeah, I guess you got to roll it. Okay.
Yep. So that'd be
13 is what you'd be with your spellcasting ability.
It's just spellcasting just your intelligence. So it's a dice plus 5. So you got to roll. You got to roll an 8 or higher.
Natural 20.
That was a waste of time.
Hell yeah.
I love how Boral's like, I forget how to do this. Natural 20?
Is that good?
Like that?
Well, I've never counterspelled a counterspell. This is getting
deep. Yeah, welcome to fucking the Harry Potter wizard duels.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you...
Chain lightning goes?
Yeah.
Chain lightning fucking goes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Chain Lightning goes burr.
So now they need to make a dex saving throw.
So as your lightning starts to fade, you kind of like gesture your hands around as you kind of stir the weave in your favor and end up getting your lightning back as you go to shoot it off at the other three. Let me make 3 dex saves. That's so the first guy on your side of the ridge rolls a 3 plus 2. The next one rolls, that's in the sky, rolls a 15 plus 2 for 17. And the other one rolls a 15 plus 2 for 17.
That'd be the 19.
Nice.
Okay.
So then, let's see, it's been so long since I've cast the original spell, I forgot what I actually cast. Here we go, ready? 1 and a 2 and a 1, 2, 3.
I hope those weren't your rolls.
47 damage.
Woo.
And okay, so I already used my reaction, so I can't do the thing that I wanted to do second, but it's okay.
Oh. At least you got to do a thing.
Made sure your spell worked, so.
Yeah, that's true. That does help. Okay, that is the end of the first round.
And what a round it was.
Oh, that's what happens when you do have 30 minutes of silly goose.
Yeah, let's go ahead and look back on all the highlights.
No, we're good. Okay, it is Kerrigan's turn. You see the lightning arc through the three Kerrigans as you see the one in the sky shrug it off and kind of shake his shoulders, as you can see like a burn mark on his chest where the other two kind of have like almost these scars of the lightning burning across their face and their hands. The one that is on, I guess not everyone is on the same side because Catan, you ran across the bridge to get to.
Yeah, I ran up to him and you said they landed on both sides. So we're kind of surrounded.
Yeah. So the one.
So are there two on my side or two on their side? Or is one still flying?
One is on your side. One is on the side of Leaf, Awen, and Boral, and one is flying.
Ah, okay.
The one that is on your guys' side, Leaf, can I have you guys pick a number between 1 and 4?
2.
Awen?
1 and 4? Okay, I'm going to let the dice decide.
It can't be 2.
Yes, thank you. 3.
3, okay. Boral?
1.
Okay. I'll give it a good old dice roll. That is a 3.
Boo. Uh-oh.
That's probably best.
It's probably best. You're the only one who can't take damage.
Yeah.
He runs over to you.
I was behind a tree.
Yeah.
But the tree was like a tiny little sapling.
Oh, yeah.
This is like one of those memes of the bears trying to hide behind the like little stick.
Yeah, okay.
It's a baby spruce.
So he runs over to me.
And he tries to grapple. And as you do, you can see his flesh starting to like boil up. Can I have an acrobatics check?
You can. Whew, 18 plus 5 for a 23.
It's a good roll.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
He got a 22.
Woo!
As he goes to try to grab onto you, you like kind of worm your way out and like push him back. But he is still right next to you. As you start to hear the sounds of like skin kind of peeling and he explodes. Can I have you make a dexterity saving throw? You weren't going to be able to do a dex saving throw if you passed that, but.
Oh, no.
Use your shield like I did.
14.
A 14 does not.
Yeah,
beat
I didn't
it.
Think so. I rolled
no,
a 3.
No, I said your shield.
I rolled a 3.
Oh.
That's not good.
That's not good.
That's not good at all. Okay. So the now known clone of Kerrigan explodes right in front of your face.
Uh-huh.
And that is 49 points of fire damage.
Okay.
As this molten lava explodes across you, singeing the plant life and burning the tree that you were trying to hide behind as it falls over and starts to ignite. I'm going to do 3 attacks from the one in the sky. Okay, that's a 4 plus 10 for 14 for Leaf. Is that misses, right? Or does that hit?
For what?
14 to your AC.
That meets it.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Do I get any bonuses from Catan?
Not for, no, for a lot of reasons.
hey.
Well, 1, 20, you're not near me, and 2,
30, 20 to Boral.
It's not for AC.
Yeah.
And then a 27 to Catan.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know if you were about to say some crazy shit. Like, oh,
well, I could shield if I hadn't used my reaction. I'm still hiding behind my shield, pointing it in the wrong direction. It's a good thing I avoided that. Things could have gotten hot.
Okay. Leaf, take 28
just
points.
Just saying words.
Of fire damage.
Just sorry, with an emphasis on the last word after a slight pause.
Yeah.
28 points. Of fire damage.
Points. Okay. Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Boral, you are going to take... Oh, that's a bad and a good roll. That's a 1, 2, 5, 4, 1, 5, 5, 6. That's
Jesus.
29. Points of damage to you, fire. And then another 29 points of fire damage to you, Catan. Kerrigan points his hand towards Leaf as a fire lance starts to erupt from his hand as it shoots down towards Leaf. And then he points to Boral, shooting another one, and then at Catan. All three of these fire lances pierce into your guys' body. Boral, you get one in the shoulder. Leaf, you get yours like getting cut across your arm. And then Catan, you have one kind of go in the chink of your armor next to your groin as the fire singes your flesh around it, almost cauterizing the wound. Kerrigan, the two of them left, look towards you, both starting to stretch and lift their arms up. Well, I think we can finally get this party started. As you see these like fire lances pull out of the one's hand, you can see him like create this like fire lance that he shoots off to each one of you.
Jake, I'm so sorry. Can you give us that clean again? Because I think that train just drove by your
house. Yeah, I think I heard a train.
Oh, damn it. Okay, one second. Let me just wait for the train to go by then.